45-30, Warsaw after three. Tigers for the game, 21 of 41 for the field, 51%. 0 of 4 from three-point range, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line. Goshen, 11 of 36 from the field, 31%. 4 of 15 from the arc, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Goshen with the ball to start the fourth, headed to the far end of the Tiger den, Klein to the left elbow. Looking for a curling Werthmann, they bounce it to him and it's picked off. Carson Gould with a steal, jumps a pass down court and out of bounds wide of Luke Brickert. Again, Warsaw just with a careless pass there. Carson jumped in the air from the volleyball line at one end, tried to throw it to the volleyball line at this end, and it was off target. So Warsaw turns it over. Goshen has the basketball. In the lane, knocked away. Carson Gould takes that too. Carson might have a game where he has more steals than assists. Half a minute into quarter four. Mark between the circles. Into Jaeger down on the block. He'll lean left. He'll lean right. He'll back up. They're going to call him for traveling. What I don't understand is how is there not a foul in there on Weddle, who is not guarding him as much as he is leaning with both elbows and forearms on him. I don't understand. I'm just glad I was never a post player because I would get frustrated by this. Williams tried to dribble the lane. Ball knocked away by Bricker. Bricker comes out of there with it. A long pass ahead. It's Finlinson with the catch and the layup. Finlinson with the touchdown pass. Extra point coming. 47-30. Warsaw with the lead. 6:49 left to play. Klein crossed the line against Bricker. Oh, and he can't touch it. And Williams did a good job to get out there. Two Tigers run into each other. Williams shoots from the elbow, no good. Carson Gould the rebound. Long pass ahead to Bricker. He's in from the left. He got fouled. He scores. Werthmann was trying to keep him from scoring. Bricker does anyway. His first basket since the first quarter. And he's got a chance for a three-point play. Bricker now in double figures in 11 out of 12 games this season. Let's see how he does at the free throw line this time. 0 for 3 or 0 for 2 in the game. He missed again. Holy mackerel. 3 three-point opportunities for Bricker in the game. He's missed all the free throws. He is 1 for 6 at the free throw line this weekend. Werthmann outside the left elbow picked up by Jaeger. Now he'll come back out top to get it. Finlinson chases him off the three-point line. Weddle back to Werthmann. Werthmann wants the ball here. He'll give it up to Williams. Williams dribbles to the top. Warsaw will switch that. Weddle's got it. Williams dribbled it off his foot, picks it back up, and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Martin? Yep, Brant with his first. Nobody from Warsaw in any foul trouble. First foul of the fourth quarter. Each team has one. And Brock Elion's in the game. He throws it in. Left corner for Klein. Above the free throw line is Weddle. Out top Werthmann for three, and he hits another one. Man, I like this kid. This Goshen team is going to have probably a rough record going into the sectional. And they're going to be a team that nobody wants to play because of Werthmann and Sawatsky. Martin near wing. Out to Bricker. He'll turn and shoot a three-pointer and hit it. 13 for Bricker. And Warsaw leads 52-33 with 5.5 minutes left to go. They play hard. They're gritty. They get rebounds. And they're not afraid. And that, in the sectional, that can get you somewhere. And when you got guys like Sawatsky and Werthmann that can score for you, the two of them together could score 30 points in a game easily. And if they can do that, and they play defense, and get some other guys to get some shots to fall, they're going to be a team nobody's going to want to play them either. Werthmann, a spinning shot from the elbow, no good. Brant Martin the rebound. Long pass up the sidelines for Finlinson. Back to a cutting Bricker, hard to the rack for two more. Bricker's got 7 points in the first 3 minutes and 10 seconds of the fourth quarter. And Warsaw has pushed the lead up to 21. It's 54-33. Klein across the line. Williams to the right side. Sizes up Martin, spins in the lane, turns and shoots a 10-footer, and it's good. He stookied that one. It wedged between the backboard and the rim and flopped in. 54-35 Warsaw. 4.5 minutes to go. Very quick postgame show. Then we'll come back and get you to the girls' senior night ceremonies. Jaeger tried to dribble in traffic, and we'll have a held ball as the ball rolled loose. Carson Gould tied up Elion, and the arrow belongs to Warsaw. Sullivan and Davis into the game for the Tigers. Berger also in. Timeout will be called here by Warsaw. Timeout Tigers, 4:13 left to play here in the fourth. 54-35 Warsaw, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 4:13 left, fourth quarter. Warsaw has been in control of the game since halftime. Warsaw with a strong start to the third. Took an 8-point lead and pushed it up into double digits. Bricker off the inbounds for three. No good. Trey Davis, though, has the rebound. Davis back out to Bricker straight out. Trey Davis does bring something to this basketball team. Warsaw missed it, and they're glad to have him back. Bricker, left side to Berger. He'll shoot for three. He missed it short. There's Trey Davis on the backside again. Shot it, no good. Tipped by Davis. Grabbed by Markham for Goshen. 3:45 left. Tigers by 19. About to go to 9-3 on the season and 2-2 in the conference. Game two of the gauntlet next weekend on Friday night at Northwood. And then the following Thursday during girls' sectional week, they will go to Mishawaka. Williams drives in on Davis, puts it up and in, and a foul. Andre Williams with 11 and a chance for a three-point play as he beat Trey Davis from the left side of the lane into the middle. Williams averages 8 a game. He's got 11. Again, Goshen's going to go into the sectional with probably an under 500 record because of their injuries. But Williams is a guy. We've seen guys like Williams win sectional games because of his athletic ability and his muscle. The free throw is no good. Goshen, however, got the rebound. So they get the ball to Workman, and he'll drive in and score. 16 for Gage Workman. 54-39 Tigers. Berger races it up court, stops at the three-point arc. 3:05 to go. Bricker drives hard from the left, and he had his shot blocked. And it's grabbed by Goshen. In transition, Sawatke. Bricker a little slow to get back. Now Sawatke under the basket. Wide open Williams for two. I told you the Redhawks don't quit. It's a 13-point Tiger lead. So the win and the loss, not a doubt, but Goshen is proving to you that they have integrity. That's a team that Michael Wolford, I said, what do you like about your program? He goes, I don't have guys that quit, and none of these guys have quit in this game. Finlinson backs down in on Klein, lobs it back out to Bricker, 2:20 left. Trey Davis faces up at the free throw line, throws it back to Finlinson. Robbie will direct a little traffic. Bricker, Finlinson, right side to Sullivan. Back out to Finlinson. He'll drive the lane. Lost the ball. Poked away by Klein. Taken away by Williams. In transition, Sawatke. Right side, Klein. He shoots for three. No good. Rebound. Grab by Sullivan. He'll lob to midcourt. Bricker, one-on-one. In on Sawatke. Put it up. Missed it. Late whistle. Foul called. Klein, perhaps. Yes. Braxton with his second. Goshen fans not impressed. Bricker to the free throw line, trying to break this skid. He's missed his last five free throws. He got that one. And he lets out a big sigh of relief. 55-41, Warsaw, 1:54 to go. 16 for Bricker. His average is 18. Shoots for number 17 right here. Got them both. He's back dialed in. Tigers by 15. Again, stay tuned after game. Final scoring and stats. And the play of the game, we'll do that very quickly and get to the senior ceremonies here for the girls' game. Warsaw and Concord about to get started here in just a little bit. Klein off a high screen, picks up his dribble, throws it out to Worthman. Worthman dribbles left, get roughed up by Berger. Worthman puts a forearm into his chest, shot it, missed it, rebound to Sullivan. Michael Wolford not happy about the fact there wasn't a foul called, and he's right to be. Berger left alone, shoots a three and hits it. Maida Berger with his fifth three-pointer of the year. Timeout called by the Red Hawks. Both teams have players they want to get into the game, and they will. Goshen will substitute all five guys into the game. These are their basically their starting five for their JV. Warsaw put some JV kids out there too. This is a 30-second timeout by the Red Hawks. We will keep it here. Steve can go ahead and start lining up things for in-between games. Warsaw will go to 9-3. They'll be 2-2 in the conference. Goshen falls to 4-8, 0-4. And again, Michael Wolford said, I had higher hopes. And I think everybody at Goshen thought this would be certainly a very competitive basketball team. But when you lose Hershberger to a broken leg, he hasn't played yet. And Eldridge, who is averaging 12 points per game and shooting 68% for the field, goes down with an injury 2 weeks ago, and they really don't know when he's going to be able to play, if he'll be able to play. Michael Wolford did say that, but you kind of got the feeling from what he said and how he said it. Again, that's a body language thing. You got the feeling that Eldridge, we may not see him back again for Goshen. We'll see. Pass out top tipped, and Tristan Wilson dies for it. Rolls over, and it's yanked back out of there by Bryson Wilson for Goshen. Good hustle from these guys who've already seen each other a lot. This is Medina. Bentley Medina from the JV. Pass out top, knocked away. Steal. Parker Justice to the basket. He scores, and he's fouled. Justice scores, and he gets a three-point opportunity, and the Tiger lead is back up to 20 with 50 seconds to go. Justice led the Tiger JV with 11, missed the free throw, rebound grabbed by the Red Hawks. That's Timmons. Out at the top, Wilson, 40 seconds. Left side, Medina. Guarded by Tristan Wilson. Down to the corner for Bryson Wilson for Goshen. One hands it out for Elion. Right side for Medina. Now to Riley. He gives it off to Wilson. Wilson hands back. Medina down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Needs help with 16 seconds. Gives it off to Riley. Now out top for Elion. He'll drive down to the baseline. Shoved down there by Justice. 6 seconds to go. Goshen, are they going to get off a shot? Wilson will force one up. It's no good. Tristan Wilson, the rebound, and the ball game's over. Warsaw 61, Goshen 41. We'll give the recap next on News Now Warsaw. Final score 61-41. Time for the final scoring in the game for Goshen, who falls to 4-8. Levi Sawatsky with 8. Carter Markham, 3. Braxton Klein, 1. Gage Workman with 16 points to lead the way. Andre Williams had 13. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 6. Drew Sullivan, 2. And they're getting ready for the senior night ceremony. So we'll break away from that and go down to Keaton Anderson.
Player, let's get started. Our first senior and only senior player, number 14, Delaney Villema. She is escorted by her parents, Nick and Darcy Villema. The only sport she participated in is basketball. Her college and plans after graduation, she's going to Ball State to pursue in nursing. Her message to her parents is, you guys will never understand how much I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting me all these years. I love you guys so much. Ladies and gentlemen, number 14, Delaney Villema. And now our senior managers. First, we have Alyssa Owens. She is escorted by her parents, Holly and Dallas Owens. Other than basketball, Alyssa participated in track and field. Plans after graduating from WCHS, she plans to go to Ball State University to study secondary education. The message to her parents is, thank you for always supporting me and pushing me to be the best I can be. I love you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Alyssa Owens. Our next senior is Jaden Owens. She is escorted by her parents, Casey and Matt Owens. She participated not only in basketball, but track and field and rugby. Plans after graduating, she plans to attend Manchester University and study elementary education. Her message to her parents is, thank you for the countless love and support. I appreciate everything. I love you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Jaden Owens. And now our final senior for tonight for Lady Tiger basketball is Lina Hummich. She's escorted by her parents, Holly and Ryan Hummich. Sports in high school, basketball, softball, and unified track. She is undecided on plans after graduating. The message to her parents is, thank you for supporting me throughout all the years and being positive influences in my life. I love you both. Ladies and gentlemen, Lina Hummich. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Lina, Alyssa, Jaden, and Delaney, your four seniors for Lady Tiger basketball.
Let's go back and finish as they're taking pictures, and the varsity and JV players are going to come out and I'm sure give hugs and spend a minute with these seniors. For Warsaw, Trey Davis in his first game back in basically 6 weeks, 6 points, Drew Sullivan 2, Maida Berger 7, Parker Justice 2, Luke Yeager with 7, and then in double figures, Brant Martin 10, Robbie Finlinson with 10, and Luke Bricker was the leader with 17. The final stats are brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Goshen, 16 out of 46, 35%. 5 of 17 from the arc, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 27 of 51, 53%. 2 of 8 from three-point range, 5 out of 11 at the free throw line. The rebounding edge goes to Warsaw, 33 to 24. Turnovers, Goshen at 13, and Warsaw finished with 10. Points off turnovers, Warsaw 12, and Goshen none. Second chance points, Warsaw 10 and Goshen 7. Points off the bench, Warsaw 17, Goshen 3. Warsaw played to a 1.15 points per possession and Goshen 0.77. The play of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, and important meeting right now. The play of the game, go back into the first quarter. Warsaw and Goshen locked up in a good game. Luke Bricker gets the ball, takes it in from the right side of the lane, gets dumped on his back, and still is able to put the ball in the basket. That gave him his sixth point, put the Tigers up heading into the quarter break 15-7, and they go on to win 61-41. That's the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. That wraps up our boys' basketball coverage. The girls' JV team won 59-22 over Concord down in the Career Center gym. For the Lady Tigers, they were led in scoring by Kaylee Goheen with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Jocelyn Lukey had a three-pointer and 10 points to go along with two steals. Lucy Andrew had 9 points and 7 steals for the Lady Tigers. The junior varsity is a winner by a score of 59-22. When we come back, we will start the girls' pregame show. That is next on News Now Warsaw.